We've started the first immunization response in the area where we're seeing the largest number of cases, which is Pointe Noire in Congo. So in the Pointe Noire area and the adjoining area of Kwilu, we have an ongoing response right now, actually, covering 3 million people. So everybody of all ages in that area with oral polio vaccine that started on Friday and should be ending tomorrow.
Now, is this covering all three countries?
At this point, this is covering a few districts in the Bas-Congo province of neighboring Democratic Republic of Congo, and it's also covering the Cabinda province of Angola, which is a little enclave of Angola that's actually wedged between Congo and the Democratic Republic of Congo. So it's separated physically from the rest of Angola. But as these three areas are adjoining, we're covering indeed the entire geographic area just around the main explosive outbreak. We'll be following that up with the rest of the Republic of Congo and, again, adjoining areas of the Democratic Republic of Congo and Angola with another campaign starting on the 18th next Thursday.
Do you have the latest figures on how many cases and how many people may have died from this?
Yes, in Congo, unfortunately now, we have 294 cases of paralysis. 270 of those are in the Pointe Noire department. And 145 people have died from this. It's a reminder of just how deadly polio can be.
Did this come as a surprise? Because we don't hear too much about polio anymore because of the many immunization programs that go on.
I wish it were more of a surprise, but we know that as long as we haven't eradicated polio, there will be outbreaks. And we've had a long and persistent outbreak of polio in Angola, right next door. So it's to be expected. These areas are covered regularly by polio vaccination. Every country, of course, has its own routine vaccination schedule. What happened very unfortunately in Congo is that many of these people are adults who may not have been immunized as children because, of course, as you know, this was an area of civil conflict. So we're seeing a much higher proportion of adult infection, and adults tend to succumb to polio much more than children do, and so the fatality rate is much higher.
Once you finish with this emergency response, what do you do to follow up?
What we do is to continue to make sure that there's high immunity in a population, so supplementary immunization activities continue in the area and in bordering areas. But the top priority right now is first to end this outbreak, and after that to end the outbreak in Angola, where polio transmission has reestablished itself. So that will be the top priority, is getting rid of this ongoing transmission in Central Africa right now.
Do you have any problem with the local population? Is there any resistance to immunization like we see sometimes in Nigeria?
Actually, encouragingly, what we heard this morning was that there is high demand for vaccination among the population. And unfortunately, this is often what happens after an outbreak. What we need sometimes to remind us of how important vaccination is an outbreak. So no, far from resistance, where there is a high demand and a high need for vaccination right now.